I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Oh, sorry. I was jamming out. I was playing the guitar. Welcome to the Love of the Star podcast. Welcome back to the Love of the Star podcast. It's been a little bit. I am Bobby Belt, Dallas Cowboys insider for 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. That is your radio flagship home of the Dallas Cowboys. Joined, as always, by former Super Bowl winning NFL scout Brian Broaddus. He is now the co-host of the G-Bag Nation, 2 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. That's Central time, by the way, on 105.3 The Fan. You can check it out on the Odyssey app. He is also the pre- and post-game co-host of the Dallas Cowboys radio network. Ryan, how you doing? Are you staying safe and warm during Icemageddon in Dallas? And there's been a lot of stuff to go on since we last talked.
There is a lot of stuff to go on to, Bobby. And you need to add on to our plate that you and I are on the draft show on DallasCowboys.com.
That is so true.
We got a lot. We're you and I are trying to pay a lot of bills, I think, is what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
You can catch, Bobby said all the things you can catch us on. Love of the Star, you can catch us on. We absolutely love you for that. But Bobby and I are also together on the draft show on the DallasCowboys.com platform. And 105.3 and the DallasCowboys.com have a partnership together. So get ready for a lot of that with us and also stuff on the Love of the Star.
Yeah, which some of that draft show stuff will naturally bleed over into this show.
Absolutely.
I'm still, in fact, I need to let our boss know. I was talking yesterday about going to Combine, so I need to firm that up. I believe that will occur. I got to firm that up, but we should be going out there. And there will be a lot to talk about with Mike McCarthy out there, Jerry on his bus. He always does the bus interview. So there will be a lot to discuss, as they discussed a lot yesterday at Senior Bowl as well. We'll play some of the audio from Jerry here in a second, but let's just update where some of the moves are in relation to this coaching staff. The Cowboys announced last Wednesday or Thursday several moves. They were not going to be retaining Skip Pete, the running backs coach, Joe Philbin, the offensive line coach, George Edwards, the senior defensive assistant. Mm-hmm. That was a very surprising one. We even heard later that Dan Quinn was surprised by that one. Leon Lett, who was the longest tenured member of the staff, was let go. And then Kyle Valero, another long tenured member of the staff, a guy who had come over here in 2014, I believe, with Scott Linehan, because they'd worked together in Detroit and had stayed on staff now for quite a while. So they made those moves. You then had the awkward press conference where Mike McCarthy wouldn't speak about Kellen Moore's future. And I think that kind of signaled to everybody something wasn't quite right. So then we discover over the weekend that Kellen Moore would not be coming back. Neither would Doug Nussmeier, the quarterback's coach. And Kellen Moore lands with the Chargers. And here we are this week, Brian, and it appears that Mike McCarthy is going to call plays. They will search for some sort of an offensive coordinator. We'll get into the names here in a second. And they also have hired an offensive line coach, Mike Solari. So we'll get into all those names in a second. But just, Brian, your biggest takeaway from the last week, some of the moves the Cowboys have made. It's a lot of turnover for a staff that's keeping its head coach.
Yeah, and I think the best thing that happened with the Dallas Cowboys when you start to talk about the staff was Dan Quinn being able to stay. Him reading the room, understanding what was going on in Denver, understanding what was going on in Houston, understanding what's going on in Arizona and Indianapolis as well. So nice get, if you want to say, for the Cowboys of keeping Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn's now being paid like a head coach in the National Football League, his compensation package. I've been told is between $4.5 and $5 million for him to stay on as defensive coordinator here for the Cowboys. So, yes, a lot of what was interesting, Bobby, about this, and I'm, you know me, I'm the guy that's always trying to figure out, was there a trading of prisoners here? And I mean trading prisoners in a way of, that's my term for, did Jerry Jones have guys that he wanted to move on from and then encounter, did Mike McCarthy counter that by saying, okay, Jerry, I will move on from your guys as well, if that's the case. And so when you look at a George Edwards, who was, you know, Bobby, you were part of a very a lengthy report last year with the NFL Network and Jane Slater. I call it the Slater Report, about what was going on in the locker room. And I think, well, maybe it was 2 years ago with now that I think about it.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. But you were part of that. And George Edwards was a name that was being mentioned as a possible candidate to replace Mike Nolan during the season, right at the same time the Slater Report came out.
Yep.
And when the Slater Report came out, there are people in the front office that said, we can't make it look like that we're changing because of a report. By the way, a very accurate report.
Yes.
Much that everybody in Cowboy land was like, well, why would she say that? Why would she do? No, very accurate report. She was proven correct throughout her reporting, and congratulations to you and her for very fine work there. But George Edwards was a guy, and talking to George Edwards, he felt good about his situation here with the Cowboys. George and I go way back to the early 2000s. He was on the Mike Zimmer staff, just visiting with George. He was a guy that kind of felt like if Dan moved on, maybe he would have an opportunity to get the defensive coordinator job here, you know? And so I believe that he was blindsided by the removal. Skip Pete, talk about him. Very much a buddy of Ezekiel Elliott. You know, when you look at long-term how, you know, what he's been here, he was brought here, he's friends with Zeke, and friends in a way of like being able to manage Zeke and to, you know, the one thing that we've seen about Ezekiel Elliott early in his career, there were troubles, there were problems, there were immature issues that he was dealing with. You know, and since then, nothing at all. You know, we went from worrying about Zeke, would he even last, to, wow, you know, what a mature guy he's become. What a, you know, what a good teammate he has become. All those things that you want to talk about Ezekiel Elliott. But now we move on. You know, is that a sign that you're going to move on from Ezekiel Elliott? You know, all the words. And by the way, Bobby, all the stuff that Jerry and then Steven talked about with guys being here, when it's talking about Tyron Smith, Peters, guys like that, I don't believe they've had their personnel meeting yet. I don't think they've had that personnel meeting where they sit down with Mike McCarthy and they start to talk about, and Steven kind of spells out Adam Pacifica, Todd Williams spell out, okay, these are cap ramifications if we keep guys. I don't think they've had those discussions yet. I don't think they're going to have those discussions for quite a while now, because they're going to get a battle plan for what they're going to do when they get to the combine. That's when all the meetings and all everything is going to take place with agents. Okay, let me get back to the coaches. I'm just saying, Jerry answering questions yesterday about personnel, from my own personal experience, they would have had these meetings yet. They would not have had these meetings yet about now. Maybe Will McClay operates in a different light, but I don't think they do. I think they wait until they get to a certain point. All right, the coaches. Skip Pete gone. You know, we talked about George Edwards being gone. And Leon Lett. All these guys appear to me to be Jerry Jones type guys. Mm-hmm. All of them are Jerry Jones guys. On the flip side, look what happened to Mike McCarthy's guys. Joe Philbin is gone. You know, look at that situation. Rob Davis. Gone.
Yeah, we didn't even mention Rob Davis. That was a huge one.
Rob Davis is titled as assistant head coach. And really, Rob Davis is a football operations guy. He's not a coach. Rob's not a coach. He's football operations. He's really Mike McCarthy's right-hand guy. So all of a sudden, Jerry Jones, looking at the size of his staff, he's, you know, I don't believe he wanted to pay, you know, at the time, I don't think he really wanted to pay Joe Philbin, $2 million to be offensive line coach. He was already paying Kellen Moore. He was already paying Dan Quinn. He's already paying Mike McCarthy as the head coach. I think Jerry was looking at his staff, but the thing I'm trying to get at, I'm sorry I'm so long-winded.
No, you're good.
This is how I see this. Jerry Jones questioned certain coaches on this staff, and those guys were removed. Mike McCarthy, in turn, I think said, okay, if you have those questions, I have these questions about these guys. It seems to me it was very much a, okay, if you want bloodletting right now, if you want bloodletting of my guys, we're going to have some bloodletting of your guys as well too. I don't think I'm making too big of a deal about this, but this is the balance that you get into. Remember last year at this time, Jerry Jones is making comments about Mike McCarthy's job.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy has to go on the Rich Eisen show, has to talk about, hey, I know this is a feeling I have. This is what I'm trying to do. I think there's some real, if Kellen Moore and Mike McCarthy had some issues, which, Stephen Jones even acknowledged, we acknowledged even last week on 105.3 The Fan on our shows, that there was, you and I, when we had you on, we're talking about some differences, philosophy differences and stuff like that.
I don't know if you feel as comfortable with who you've talked to says, but I feel comfortable with people I've talked to say it was a there were times it was a struggle for the two of them to get along.
It was absolutely it was. And that's, I totally agree with you on that. So I just find it fascinating that very loyal Jerry Jones type coaches are out and very loyal, trusted coaches of Mike McCarthy are out. I don't think that's a coincidence at all. I really, really don't.
Well, let's talk about how they've already filled one of these spots. Mike Solari is coming in as the offensive line coach, a lengthy coaching history going back, 46 years roughly. He was with the Cowboys for two seasons, actually, in 1987 and 88, the last 2 years of Tom Landry. Most recently, he was the offensive line coach for the Seahawks from 2018 to 2021. He had sat out the last year. Brian, I always have a little hesitation when you're grabbing guys who seem like they're halfway to the beach, where they've sat out for a year and they haven't necessarily been active, and their last stop in Seattle was kind of criticized. I asked around some people yesterday, heard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Generally solid things. Like, was the general reaction I got on the Solari hire was, he's a decent coach. Like he's not, it wasn't, oh my gosh, one of the best in the league. It wasn't, oh my gosh, this is a disaster hire. It was just, I'm sure it'll work. And so just kind of a shoulder shrug, I guess. What are your impressions of Solari?
Well, if Mike McCarthy is going to call the plays, he is going to need coaches that can implement the offense, teach the offense, practice the offense, and set everything up for Mike to be able to call the plays on Sundays and Monday nights. Mm-hmm. That's what he needs these guys. He's going to need people he trusts. Mike Solari, you mentioned the history with the Dallas Cowboys. His history goes way, 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 way back. He's 68 years old. You talk about 1 foot in the parking lot, already at the beach, already working at the lake house on the garden for the spring, all these things that I dream about, being 59 years old. That's where we're at right now. But Mike McCarthy and Mike Solari were together in Kansas City, I want to say in 1996 and 97 or 97, 98. It was one of the two, but they worked
very there. Brief crossover.
They were there. Mike was a long time offensive line coach with the Chiefs. Mike McCarthy was there with him as a quarterback coach. Mike hired him later with the Packers. to be work with the offensive line. So there is a long history between these two, but that's the whole idea of this. You know, are we hiring friends? Are we hiring people that we trust that can rekindle the success that they had in Green Bay? You know, I it's not going to surprise me one bit, Bobby. I'm sure we're going to get into the talks with the Rams coach, with Nixon from Carolina. Yep. You know, I have my thoughts about that. But I would not be surprised if you see a Scott Tolzien be the be a quarterback coach here.
I think that's likely.
Yeah, I think that Scott Tolzien would be your quarterback coach. I could see where Brian Schottenheimer has some type of role. We'll see what happens. Could you name one of these running back coaches? Can you name them the coordinator in title? But it's really a collaborative effort by Schottenheimer, Tolzien, Solari, you know, all these guys to teach the offense that Mike wants to run.
Yeah, I think that that's a good view on it. And let's talk about those offensive coordinator candidates really quickly before we jump over to what Jerry had to say at Senior Bowl yesterday. They've named that Jeff Nixon is one guy that they're interested in. 48-year-old running backs coach for the Carolina Panthers. He was also the interim offensive coordinator at the end of 2021 in Carolina. Has been an NFL coach for about the last 15 years. He spent four years under Joe Philbin in Miami, so there's potentially a recommendation there. And then Thomas Brown, young coach, 36 years old from the Rams. He's the tight ends coach and assistant head coach, but he's got a background as a running backs coach. So I think you're right here is that the thought with interviewing these guys is, hey, you could be a coordinator title, and you would then hold the running backs coach job, just like, you know, Maurice Carthon did 20 years ago.
Sure did.
Where it was, you're not necessarily calling the plays, but you get the coordinator title and you're coaching the running backs. So I think that's the thought there. So just really quickly, your thoughts on Jeff Nixon and Thomas Brown.
Yeah, I need to learn more about Brown. I've tried to reach out to some people in the league that would know him. What I heard about Nixon was a lot of positive things. He's got a pretty diverse background of coaches that he's been with. So he's a guy that I was described to me as if he had an offensive philosophy, it would be more about tempo. It'd be kind of an up-tempo offensive style. But I was also told, though, don't look for him to be a guy that's going to out-scheme you. He's not one of these guys that we all like to, in this day and age, on Twitter or any of our social platforms, we like to complain about they're not scheming guys open. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. That doesn't sound like to me that's Jeff Nixon's cup of tea. So, but a lot of positive things were said about him as a teacher, as an evaluator, as a person, and as a guy with a lot of backgrounds from a lot of different offenses that he can draw from. But the one thing that kind of got the old antenna to perk up was not one of those guys that's going to scheme you up. So that's something that I think that you have to look at. Maybe Mike McCarthy's not looking towards that scheme him up guy. You know, maybe it's more about, you know, how do you run the football? You know, how do you, you know, I've heard nothing but positive things on the Christian McCaffrey front about Jeff Nixon. So, you know, maybe that's Mike McCarthy's talked about how much he wants to run the football and the kind of a balance that he really wants with his offense.
You're listening to the Love of the Star podcast. The Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.